بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. I would like to welcome you today, the 24th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1420 of the year Hijra, corresponding to the 7th of July, 1999, where we are starting our second series of fiqh, the second series of fiqh. In the first series, which we did in the last month, the intensive course at Masjid al-Faruq, we covered the fiqh of tahara, purification, types of water, janaiz, salah, wudu, ghusl. Also we did zakah and fasting, sawm. And we skipped over hajj, and we said that anyone that wants to go for hajj, inshallah, read the books about them, but we skipped over hajj. Now moving on to another topic. So in reality, this is like a session two. And unfortunately, not everyone sitting here could attend session one. But in reality, people should not be jumping into session two until they know session one, meaning that fiqh of marriage and divorce and inheritance is not as important as the fiqh of tahara and wudu and salah and siyam. Okay? But inshallah, the cassettes are available, so we can take use and benefit of those cassettes, inshallah. The point is, we skipped over a lot of chapters of fiqh though. Because many of the ulama, when they did their books of fiqh, they started off with the five pillars. Meaning the four pillars of fiqh, which would be the salah, and then the zakah, and then the fasting, and then the hajj. After hajj, many of them went to jihad, to show you how important jihad was. The books of fiqh, we're talking about the order that they go in. Then they go into the book of jihad, and they talk about how you do jihad, why do you do jihad, who do you fight, what are the conditions for fighting, how do you divide the spoils of war, the booty, the Islamic state versus the non-Islamic state. They talk about jihad, because to show you it's like a sixth pillar, if you like. After that, they move on to usually economics. Okay, they move on to Islamic economics. What types of trade and transactions are allowed and what types are prohibited. And then they move on in general to marriage. Why is this? Why do they move on to marriage after that? Because marriage is in fact a type of trade or a type of transaction. The marriage contract is a business contract. So they discuss it after they discuss business. Okay, the marriage contract is a type of business contract, but it's very different, so therefore they have a separate section for it. But they discuss it after marriage because it is a type of business contract. Okay, so because of that, the books of fiqh, they just talk about marriage after these type of chapters. Now before we jump into the actual fiqh of marriage, we should step back and ponder over this religion of Islam of ours. That subhanAllah, everything of our life has been told. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a whole way of life. Not only has He told us, for example, what type of foods to eat, and how to slaughter the animals that we get the food from, and what is haram for us to eat, and what is halal for us to eat. Not only has He told us about halal rizq, He has also told us how to get rid of that food, meaning the etiquette of the restroom. Okay? Not only has He told us how to live our life, and how to even sleep, He has also told us how to conduct our marriage ceremonies, whom we can marry, whom we cannot marry. Okay, how we should get married, for what reasons we should get married. All of these things, it shows us the mercy of Islam, that this religion is a whole and complete way of life. So for example, in the session 1 we talked about the various types of menstrual blood that exist. Okay, and this is something that Sharia has told us, that women have these many types of bloods. Something that most non-Muslims, they wouldn't even think about, that your Creator will tell you about this stuff. And yet our Sharia is so perfect, it is so complete, that we discuss the finest and the most intricate details of daily life, and included in that is the topic of marriage. And obviously marriage, or the concept of marriage, is one of the great blessings of Islam that we differ from the Christians and specifically the Roman Catholics in, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that it is against His religion to choose monasticism. What is monasticism? when you give up marriage, okay? Whereas the Roman Catholics have made it obligatory upon their clergy, upon their priesthood, to avoid and refrain from marriage. And because of that, we find that, if you like, amongst the worst perverts, if you like, of our society, are the priests of these churches, because they have been deprived from something that Allah has created them with. It is against human nature to fight against your desires and your instincts. So Islam has channeled everything. Food is allowed in this manner. Marriage is allowed in this manner. Okay? Every nature, every instinct that we have, there are certain ways to channel it in a halal way, and there are certain ways to channel it in the haram way. So Allah has dictated for us and told us the halal way, and He has told us that this is the pure and like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that Allah has allowed for them, or the Prophet ﷺ allows for them everything that is pure, and prohibits from them everything that is impure or evil. So this shows us then that this is a part of the completeness of this religion of Islam. Likewise, marriage in and of itself is one of the miracles and signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, amongst His miracles, amongst the miracles of Allah, is that He has created for you spouses. He has created for you spouses so that you can dwell with them in peace. And it is He who is the one that has caused mercy and love to enter into your hearts for each other. This is a verse in the Quran, Surah Ar-Rum, that وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. From amongst His miracles and signs is that He has created for you mates, spouses. And really, a person should sit and think that, look at these miracles of Allah that we take for granted. Imagine had the human race been created as a one-sex race, okay? Imagine how difficult life would have been. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam, He immediately created Hawa for Adam, to live in peace with her, to dwell in peace with her. That each pair of this duo, of this set, it complements each other. Without each one of them, the one is imperfect. Together they form a couple and they form a complete pair. This is why Allah says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you can live in peace and harmony with her. You will find comfort in her. Likewise, the wife will find comfort and peace in the husband. Okay, and in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your wives are like your clothes. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created your wives, they are as if they are your clothes. Okay, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. That you, meaning the men, you meaning the women, are as if you are clothes to your husbands, and your husbands are as if they are clothes unto you. This means that just like we need cloth, without cloth we feel naked. Without our clothes, we feel as if we're not complete. Likewise, we need spouses, we need husbands and wives to feel complete. Just like our cloth, it protects us from other things. It protects us from the sun, from the cold. It protects us from enemies, even like the armor. Likewise, our spouses, they protect us. They protect us from zina. They protect us from going ways that we should not go. Okay? Just like we find comfort in our clothes, likewise we find comfort in our spouses. So in this analogy, in this beautiful example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compared spouses, He has compared wives and husbands to clothes. That they are an essential part of you. You can't have a complete life without them. Okay? A man needs a woman and a woman needs a man. This is a fundamental human nature. No man will be complete without a woman. And no woman will be complete without a man. And they need each other to find comfort and love and peace and tranquility. And without them, no person can live a complete or a full life. So this is one of the miracles and the blessings of Allah. That Allah says, amongst His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. And He says, amongst His signs is the creation of wives. This is a major miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has blessed mankind, that He has made them into two species, into two sexes, male and female. And each of the two, they need each other to live. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, that النِّسَاءُ شَقَائِقُ الرِّجَالِ, that men or women, they are like the twin brothers, or the twin halves, not brothers, but the twin halves of men. Women and men, they are like twin halves of each other. They need each other to be complete with one another. Okay, so this is of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of His mercy and His blessings. Likewise, Allah says in the same verse, and He has placed in your hearts love and mercy for one another. Okay, so love is different from mercy, and mercy is different from love. You can be merciful to many people, but you don't necessarily love them. You can love many people, but you don't necessarily have mercy towards them. But Allah says, concerning wives and husbands, He says, Allah is the one that has placed love and mercy in your hearts for each other. So this is another miracle from Allah. Not only has He created spouses for us, not only has He given us different sexes, men and women, but also it is He who is the one that has caused this feeling that we have towards our fellow spouses. This feeling of love and mercy and comfort and protection, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has created for us different spouses, different mates, men and women for each other. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this that He has then laid down laws about how we should interact with one another, whether we are married or not married. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even the smallest detail of our lives, the most intimate part of our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down for us a sharia. He has told us that which is good for us in this life and the akhirah, and He has prohibited us from those things which are going to harm us in this life and the akhirah. So really very few of us really sit down and think about the creation as it is. And this is, by the way, as a side point, one of the ways to increase your iman. One of the ways to increase your iman is just to think about the creation. Think about the creation, about the heavens and the earth and the sun and the stars and the moon. Just sit and look around you, look at the trees. Allah says that the people that they truly believe, they yatafakkarun, they think about these signs. They think about these signs and they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِرًا. Oh, our Lord, You did not create all of this for no reason. So one of the ways to increase our iman is just to sit down and just think. Look at the creation. Look at how perfect we are. Look at how perfect our environment is. The air that we breathe. Okay? And you know, the trees that are here, and the sun, and the moon, and the atmosphere, and the skies, and the planets. Everything is in such perfect order. Likewise, another thing that is in perfect order is men and women. That they are complementary, they form pairs with one another. So this is like an introduction to Kitab al-Nikah, that why are we talking about this? Before we jump into the actual fiqh of it, we should also think and ponder over the blessings that Allah has given us. And imagine how life would have been had we just been one sex, all of us. We would not have had spouses, okay? We would not have had spouses to find comfort and tranquility in. Imagine how difficult life would have been, okay? So this is of the blessings and the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So therefore we should thank